What's up, everybody? Welcome to Greg Way in the Car with me, Greg. I moved the thing down, but I still don't like this camera shot. I mean, just look how wide I look. And I mean, I'm big, but it's like, I think that's the problem, is that you're getting so much of my side that it looks like it's all front. Anyways, it's me, Greg, back from the funeral. Thank you all for understanding that I had to bounce. After 2 weeks off, I come back for 3 days, and I bounce out for two more. I am back. I am, I guess, rested, rejuvenated, we'll say. So I went to Missouri for a funeral and a visitation Thursday, Friday. Thank you for all the kind words so many people sent me for, you know, yet another death in the family, a tough year for us. But then came back Friday night and obviously was just mentally and emotionally exhausted. Got home late because of how flights work. It turns out not many direct flights to St. Louis from San Francisco. And when I say not many, I mean zero. Got back and I was like, you know what? Got Spider-Man 2. I'm going to sit down and play. I came home exhausted, went right to bed. And then when I woke up in a world without Genevieve St. Ange. Jen took off on Friday when I was in the air or about to get in the air. She got in the air and she went to Canada for her sister's graduation from college. So I woke up and I had Benny solo dolo all weekend. It was just me and Benny Saturday and Sunday. And then Jen came home late last night after he was already in bed. And let me tell you, I fucking love being a dad. You know what I mean? Goddamn. And I know I've talked about it before, so I won't bend your ear too long on it. But we just had a great time, me and Benny. Just out there, like, you know what I mean? Like, Ben, you know, every day gets exponentially cooler to hang out with, whether it means that he's better at soccer or he can talk more or he has more opinions or whatever. Like, we just had a great time. We were running around, you know, seeing the sights, went to a birthday party. He played with a bunch of kids. There was a block party we went to. You know, the coolest, the weirdest thing is my son apparently has the universe at his command. Cause we went, to like the farmer's market up north, on Saturday, and there's a bookstore over by it. So we went over there and he picked out this firefighter book. It's a, you know, like lift the flat book. So you see like the outline of boots and you open it, it says boots. And like, you know, these are all the things on a fire truck, right? And like, it's all about fire trucks and firemen. And he's obsessed with firefighters and he loves cars and all that jazz. We bought that book Saturday. Woke up Sunday morning. Immediately he wanted to read the book. So we went out to get the book. And then he also went and got all the little fire hats he has. Like, he has all these fire helmets from like, you know, tours he's had or, you know, county fairs, like the plastic firefighter helmets they give kids. So he put one on. He put one on me and he put one on the dog. Dogs didn't hang out that long, but he put it on the dog. And so then we read the book. And then I was like, all right, we got to go to the store. Are you ready to go to the store? He's like, yeah. He almost wore the hat to the store, but then he got distracted by a ball, and we brought the ball instead. We go to the store. We shop. We buy all these different things. Food, as you Americans call it. And then we got to the self-checkout line, because I don't need nobody touching all my stuff. All right, I'm right there. Usually, I do like someone doing it for me, because I feel like they got the brain for bagging better than I do. But the lines are too long, so we just went to the self-checkout line. And while we're on the final thing of the self-checkout thing, what happens? Three firefighters walk in. Stand right in front of us, ask the person there to get the manager. The manager comes, Ben's making eyes at them. They talk to Ben a little bit. The manager's like, what's up? They're like, we just want to know if we could do a test, or I'm sorry, if we could do a training exercise on your roof. Manager's like, yeah, sure, I don't care. And so they leave, and then Ben and I left, and I'm like, Ben, I bet those firefighters are still around. We went to the back of the store, giant fire truck there. I walked him over to it. We took some photos in the back while we took a photo. The fireman came over. He's like, do you guys want a tour? And like, Ben's been in multiple fire trucks. Again, this kid wills it into existence where, you know, you go to some parade or whatever, firefighters. There's another store we go to where there's a firehouse close by. They're always doing stuff on the truck, so he always wants to go by it. Lots of times they do that. One time, very weirdly, we went to a park that we like. And it just so happened another kid that we did not know was having a birthday party there. And these people had a connection with somebody, and they had the firefighters show up with the truck. And so all the kids got personal tours and all this different stuff. Not personal tours, but they were all able to get in there and get photos of the idiot. This time, though, it was just Benny on a way bigger truck than we've ever seen before. And like, and they took out the chainsaws, and they were showing him the ladders, and he got to get in the car and drive it. Well, not drive it, but, you know, sit behind the wheel. Then they turned on the lights. Then the fireman was holding him and carrying him around. Oh, my God. And it was like an hour before I had these photos of him with all the firefighters. And then the hour before, a photo of him sitting there in his firefighter helmet with his firefighter book. Crazy that this kid just made this happen. How does he do it? Nobody knows. I'm, like I said, so I feel rested. You know what I mean? Like, this wasn't a week. It was obviously keeping up with a nearly two-year-old, by the way. the countdown is on. Ben turns 2 on Sunday. With a nearly 2-year-old, it's exhausting. So I was tired and, you know, whatever. But I don't know. I woke up Sunday after a great Saturday in a great mood. And that mood is carried over to Monday now. Obviously, reunited with my wife. Obviously, it's October. Best month of the year. Final quarter. Let's finish strong. You know, I texted Tim on Sunday as well in the great mood. Where I was just like, we're fucking awesome. And I immediately thought, I'm like, no news, no announcement. I just feel like we're having a great fucking time out here. You know what I mean? Kind of Funny's killing it. The D&D stream last week, the Shuhei shirt, the content in general that you take for granted that's awesome every week. Like, we're just doing a bunch of amazing stuff, let alone now as we prepare for Assassin's Creed review this week, Spider-Man review in 2 weeks. Yeah. Alan Wake, you assume 3 weeks. I'm guessing on Alan Wake. I don't know. I don't have Alan Wake. But you understand, like, you know, there's... We have a huge month of content, let alone Halloween, let alone a bunch of cool opportunities and sponsorships we're working on right now, let alone the stuff we're working on for next year already with partnerships and cool things. And the conversation, it's just like, everything's fucking awesome right now. And I don't want to take that for granted, because I know a lot of times it's not fucking awesome. So I want to make sure that I celebrate that. You know, today's looking to be a great day. On my way to work, like I said, traffic isn't that bad. I hit a bunch of green lights, which I'm a big fan of. I'm doing Games Daily with Sage Ryan, of course. And then this afternoon... Oh, then after that, I'm going to do... record the Mr. Greg's Child Time Teachings that we funded on the Patreon thermometer. I got a bag in the trunk full of Benny stuff that I think will make for some fun clips there. But maybe it'll be terrible and we'll only post it on Patreon, but whatever. And then in the afternoon, returning to the Kinda Funny podcast, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time since... Oh, maybe, is that incorrect? I feel like... For the first time since the original Spare Bedroom, Danica, a.k.a. Comic Book Girl 19, is back. Excited to see her. I haven't seen her in the flesh in a long time. I've obviously talked to her a bunch over the years, but... An exciting day of content, kicking off an exciting week of content, kicking off an exciting month of content, finishing out an exciting year of content. And that's the other thing, too. I'm talking to somebody else, a celebrity of such, that I'm talking about trying to get in to come do stuff with us. She's outside of our wheelhouse usually, so there's a lot of explanation I had to do. So I, like, sent her the Spare Bedroom launch video, right, of, like, you know, Kojima talking or whatever. And it was back to the feeling on Sunday to Tim, like, we're fucking awesome. I sent that off and I was like, damn, you know, we're about to hit that 1-year anniversary of the Spare Bedroom. And I really do feel like we are on all cylinders now. I feel like we joked when we took over, I think, of, like, we needed a year to feel it out and figure out what, da, da, da. And I really feel like right now we have this great head of steam and this great momentum, and we have a great team that knows what they're doing there and what they're, you know, what the content is and how to break it and bend it and do cool things with it and yada, yada, yada. So just very grateful today. It's a great day. Excited for a great week. I'm sure this means I'll get to work and something horrible happen. But right now, everything's fantastic. And I want to thank you, of course, because we couldn't do it without you. It's all because of your support on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Welcome to new subscribers. I know every month we get an influx of people joining because they want the full month of content. They want the most bang for their buck. I appreciate that. If you're here, it's your first Greg Way with me. Welcome. What it means is that, you know, each and every day I give you at least 5 minutes of a little vlog like this. And if I forget to do it or get distracted by doing it, I make up the time elsewhere. So don't ever fret if a day or two goes by and there's no Greg Way. I try to put up a post about it if that happens. But, you know, I'm only human. I'm trying to trigger a song off that. Oh, it's that country one that I don't like that much. Okay, so I'm not going to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a Greg Way in the Car. Until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.